This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is a weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, Making Connections Account. In this interview, we discuss the expansion of a program that's designed to bring more high school students to Arkansas State to conduct research. Telling us more is Education Outreach Coordinator at Arkansas State University's Arkansas Biosciences Institute, Shay Harris, and high school science teacher at Brooklyn Public Schools, Candace Campbell. Harris tells about the program, which started out as Bearcats in Biotech.
So last year we started the Bearcats in Biotech program with two students. This year we've expanded the program and we've changed the name to Young Exceptional Scholars Program, or YES for short. So this program provides a early opportunity for high school seniors in the region to come to ABI and get paid 12 hours a week to work in a research field with a near-peer mentor as an opportunity to be exposed and learn new cutting-edge biotech skills in any sort of STEM field.
Tell us a little bit about how this program started by way of the Bearcats and Biotech. I know you've had a partnership with the Brooklyn Schools. How did this program start, if you don't mind, please?
So in 2008, Dr. Maureen Dolan, Ms. Candace Campbell, who's here today with us, and myself, we kind of came up with a plan to put together a program that could offer exceptional students in that region opportunities to come to Arkansas State, do hands-on research early while they're still in high school, finishing out their high school careers and headed off to other opportunities.
And tell us about when you learned about this, Candace. What were your initial thoughts about this?
Okay. Can I start from the beginning?
Sure, absolutely. Please, let's go back.
Let's take it back. So I started my teaching career, see, we're going way far back, in 2007. And around that time, so I guess a decade ago, Dr. Maureen Dolan and Shay Harris, they wrote a grant. And they got grant money to provide professional development to teachers across Arkansas and to educate them on biotechnology. I would never have known anything. I would have never thought about any of this if I hadn't have gone to that summer professional development. And I implemented what I learned there for years into my curriculum. And later on, I started my master's here at A-State in biology, and I needed to finish everything up, and I'm so interested in biotech and ABI, and I was working with Dr. Dolan and just kind of talking with her. I wanted my students to come to the ABI building, which is high-tech, high-security, really fancy building. I'm not afraid to call people and just ask them for things. That's what I do. That's how I survive. So I just asked her, and she said yes. She's a very out-of-the-box thinker. She's kind of an inspiration, and she just is very creative, and she was all about it, and we worked it all out. Shay's kind of the workhorse. He's the one that's really in charge of everything and getting everything set up, and it's a wonderful opportunity, and my students have really just excelled with it, and it's changed their course in life. At 18, it's really kind of change what they thought they wanted to do. And then they get into this and they're like, oh, wait, no, now that I actually got out of the books and I'm on some actually doing things hands-on and in a lab doing things, wow, I now know what I want to do. So
it's very exciting to be able to see that. And I know, Shay, as you've been kind of working with this, as you see students doing this, kind of what are your thoughts as you're seeing this, which started off as an idea, a grant you helped write, and now you're seeing it in fruition? What does that look like to you?
Well, we had a few dollars to start a little pilot program last year, and we had two students from Brooklyn apply to the program. They were selected, and when they got there, they were just kind of shell-shocked. They didn't know how this world of biotech, STEM research, kind of fits into their lives or how it will be fitting in the future. You know, they were on the pre-med track, and that's pretty much all they knew. So within a couple of weeks, these students just took off flying. They started working with their near-peer mentors, the early undergraduates, early graduate students, took them under their wings. They taught them unique, just but basic lab techniques and skills that they got within those first few days. And then they mastered those skills and moved on to their own projects. And I really think it was something that they didn't think was achievable for a high school student. But at the end, I mean, they were just blowing it out of the water and presented all of their research at Create A State last spring.
And I remember that you came in and talked with those students who we're talking about, are Nicolette Perkins and Chance Austin. Mm-hmm. And that was episode number 37 on the Create A State podcast. When I say those names, Candace, tell me about those students.
Oh, they're in my heart. Love those kids. So going into last year, knowing that, wow, two of my kids get an opportunity. Just thinking about the kids that I had in class. Unfortunately, I don't have every student at Brooklyn, so I'm thinking about the kids that I know. And we did open it up to everyone, but anyway, just the kids that knew me and I knew, they were the ones that were more involved. And these two kids, Chance and Nicolette, they are cream of the crop, the best, some of the best that Brooklyn has to offer. Top of their class, very, very smart. But like Shay said, like at Brooklyn, very, very smart. But when they got here, they were shell-shocked. They were like, oh, wow. Because unfortunately, public schools in Arkansas and really a lot this part of the state, we just are not able to offer the facilities
resources.
And the resources and time. Time is a big deal as well. So to have this partnership with ASU, with ABI, and my students are able to go there, it's so beneficial for our community and for our students to actually see what real research is like. Because unfortunately, public schools, it's just so difficult for that to happen.
So since that's taken place, have you had more students get involved in this program?
Yes. So this year, Chance and Nicolette kind of made it known to the underclassmen kind of what they're doing. Oh, and also, this is a little bit off topic, but there was another grant that was going on. Can I talk about that? Okay. The USDA Rice, what was it, Shay?
Wheat and Rice Center for Heat Resilience. It's an NSF-funded project.
Yeah. So last year we had an exceptional group of seniors, and Chance and Nicolette kind of started the trend of getting fellowships or internships with the ABI building. And I think we had three other Brooklyn students get to be involved on that USDA Rice grant. Yeah. And some of them are still involved.
So it turned into being unique, you know, early opportunity fellowships in the summer for these guys. And they were identified through the Young Exceptional Scholars Program, the formal Bearcats and Biotech program.
Yeah, so that momentum of last year, those five kids, underclassmen got to know about it. So students started coming up to me more and more, and I sought out students as well. So, yeah, just that just kind of set the momentum for more students to just know about it and be interested in it.
Kind of lit the flame
in
a way.
There you go.
How has this just blossomed out by way of the excitement there at Brooklyn Schools?
Okay, so like I said, unfortunately, public schools, we don't have the resources, we don't have the facilities. But we have these top-notch students, and they are going to college or they're going to some sort of competitive scenario after high school, and this gives them an edge over everyone. And that is what excites them. They want to make sure on paper and then actually in the field, in the lab, they look unique to their superiors, and they have an edge. That's really what their motivation is. I have a goal, whether it's med school or research, whatever it is, and this at ABI is going to set me apart from the rest.
Yeah. Shay, tell us about how you've been, first of all, I know you've been very pleased, I'm sure, with this program and how it's been going on. How can this serve as a model for other schools?
So what we've done this year is, with a little bit of funding from ABI and a little bit of funding from the College of Science and Mathematics here at Arkansas State, we've been able to open this opportunity up for other schools, okay? We just went through the selection process. We received applicants from Jonesboro High School, Valley View, Brookland, Nettleton, and hopefully next year Westside. Didn't get any from Westside, but hopefully we'll be able to open up this within all schools within the region, driving distance, because they need to be here, 12 hours a week to work on their research. So within a reasonable driving distance to all seniors. And we want to expand this program, have as many students, many exceptional students as we can in the laboratories, getting this hands-on experience and working towards whatever goals they have in mind.
You're listening to the Created State Podcast here on KASU. Candace Campbell and Shay Harris join me here. Candace is with the Brooklyn Public Schools. Candace, one question I was going to ask you about this. When you're talking about specific projects that students work on, do you help in the formation of that by way of determining maybe what projects and what research that they'll work on when they come over to ABI and participate in a program like Bearcats and Biotech?
Not really. Because they've got all that set up at ABI, and there are already existing projects that the professors at ABI have written grants for. I mean, this is real deal stuff. Like, yeah, there's funding involved. But initially, my thought was, since Northeast Arkansas, our industry is agriculture, mm-hmm, and producing, in the production side, I just wanted to maybe try to put my little stamp on, maybe to help that grow a little bit. And I really wanted my students to do more agricultural research. And ABI does a lot of that, but they also do a lot of other research, medical. But yeah, it's really whatever. And Shay can tell you this, how they choose the... Go ahead, Shay.
So we have a selection committee that not only selects the junior fellows in the program, we also select the near peer mentors, and we try to pair those based off their active research interests, the students' the fellows' research interests, even their personalities and schedules. If a fellow cannot get out of school until 3 o'clock, we're not going to pair them with a near peer mentor that only works at 5 o'clock, 5 p.m. starts at 5 p.m. and runs experiments in the afternoon. So we take in all those. That information, we try to place them and pair them together, and so they can be successful.
How exciting was it for you to be able to get so many different applications, not just from Brooklyn schools, but from the other surrounding schools?
It's super exciting because I firmly believe that Northeast Arkansas has a just a untapped talent rich kids that are just kind of flying under the radar. If they only had the opportunity to showcase the academic side and their skills for something involved in any sort of research, I think they would succeed. So to kind of put that out there for the other regional schools and to get those applicants in, and they're super bright kids. Mm-hmm. And we love bringing them in, interviewing them, hearing their story and what interests they had. And it's just remarkable to hear. Somehow, some of them just come up with these ideas, and you can tell their minds are already clicking. Like, this is what I want to do. I already have an idea, and I want to be able to incorporate that in my career. And just to hear those kind of stories, and see them on paper, and how exceptional they are, it's pretty awesome to get to meet them.
As a teacher, it's a whole nother level. Like, you can have the smartest kid in class, or maybe not, that kid that's just not motivated. It doesn't really matter. But when you give them a project and they're interested, it doesn't matter, cognitive. They just excel at it. They do a wonderful job. And it really excites me as a teacher to be able to give projects to my students to do. And I encourage other teachers out there to try – I don't know, it's hard because we're all so busy, but to try to incorporate more in your school, talk to your students about it, tell them about any opportunity, whether it's ABI or elsewhere, because that's really where I see my students just perform the best. is when they're actually doing a project that they're interested in.
It's a game changer.
Yeah.
Candace, how would you encourage parents who are listening right now, who are hearing this, saying, man, you know, I've got a kid that might be involved or maybe doesn't know about this. You've seen how this has impacted your student's life. What would you say to those parents that are out there listening that have children who might be interested in this? How would you kind of push them maybe? What would you say to them about maybe possibly looking into a program like this?
I would say, so obviously they're going to know their child. Is their child going to be able to logistically get here? Because, again, they need to spend 12 hours a week, and they need to be good chunks, like 4 hours. 4-hour chunks are great. So 3 times a week. They are going to be in a very professional environment. Can your kid handle that? You got to be on time, that sort of thing. And then at that point, talk to your students or your child's teacher and see what the teacher has to say. And just really encourage the teacher to write a letter of recommendation and see if your kid's excited about it. Don't push your kid. If they don't want to do it, they're not going to do a good job. But you know, as a parent, you know your kid. You know if you need to push them. You know if you don't. Just talk to the teacher, letter of recommendation, and encourage them to do it.
Yeah. Shay?
Same thing. Just encourage. Have them, you know, I'm kind of a different parent, I guess. I force my boys into situations where they kind of have to, you know, go on their own. Go ahead and, you know, maybe kind of push them a little bit, even if it's, you know, uncomfortable to them and they want to go into a different direction or a different discipline, or they want to, you know, hey, you know, if you want to be a doctor, you know, you're going to have to know a lot more things outside of the medical field. So it might be good for you to get a broad scope and try it. See if you like it. Try, you know, engineering, mathematics, anything. And research in all those fields will, you know, contribute to your, you know, your future. So just try it.
And I know we talked last year, we ran a series of podcasts about ABI and the importance of having ABI there. And I know that's one thing that you've been doing is getting a lot of schools and students to kind of go through ABI. How does that help by way of maybe getting future students to get interested in research, possibly getting involved in a program when they get a little bit older and get into like Candace's grade level? 12th grade, is that correct? High school.
12th grade is when they can do this program.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so kind of your thoughts on that, by way of, I guess you have to start them young,
yep.
You know, kind of going through, but kind of your thoughts on that and maybe their reaction when they're going through ABI.
Man, so this is the part that really excites me is working with the younger kids and seeing their eyes just kind of open up when they get to ABI. We get about 1,100 kids a year coming through ABI on school trips, on visits, and getting them in, showing them what we do here, what we do on campus, doing some hands-on activities, and kind of investigating on their own about what it's like to be in research, what it's like to be a scientist, what it's like to be an engineer, and just kind of planting that seed early. We usually focus on the 5 to 12 grade range. We get a bunch of, you know, say sixth graders coming in. And in fact, after this, I'm going to meet with one of those sixth graders that came in last year, and now he's a seventh grader, and he wants to come back and do another hands-on activity. So he's coming back tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to have a graduate student who's going to take him under his wing, and he's going to have another opportunity to do some hands-on experiences. And, I mean, he's already excited, and he's in the seventh grade. So, yeah.
And you also do a DNA day.
Yes. So we have a number of different programs, K-12 programs. You know, ABI has been around since 2004 here on campus. You know, our outreach program started 05, 06. So we have a unique pipeline and have built a strong, teacher to, you know, A-State pipeline in which we can have a bunch of these kids come to campus, visit, and show them what we do here through the tour and demonstration program we have.
That's exciting. Very, very cool to be able to have that. Before I let you run, thank you both for joining us here on the Created State podcast. We sure appreciate it. Candace, before I let you run, thank you for what you do.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to add before we let you run today, please?
I would like to say one more thing
yeah.
to any high school students. Talk to your teachers. Get you know, tell them your interest. They can help you. They will help you. So any students, if you are interested, and it doesn't even have in anything, ABI or anything, talk to those teachers that you have a good rapport with and tell them, hey, I'm interested in this. Can you hook me up? Like, what, do you know about anything? And they will help you, and they'll be so excited to help you because you're excited. So that's my advice to any students. Talk to your teachers.
Very good. Shay, anything else for Let You Run, please?
I encourage everyone to, again, you know, like Candace said, talk to your teachers, but just kind of look for these opportunities. They're around. Summer internships, fellowships, just a part-time job in some sort of field that you're interested in. Look for those opportunities and don't be afraid to kind of step out of your comfort zone and take advantage of them.
Education Outreach Coordinator at the Arkansas Biosciences Institute at Arkansas State University, Shay Harris, and high school science teacher at Brooklyn Public Schools, Candace Campbell, on the 70th episode of the Created State podcast here on KASU. To hear more interviews like this one, you can always subscribe to the Created State podcast on Google Play, iTunes, or on Spotify. And make sure that you give us a 5-star rating on iTunes as it allows the podcast to get out to more ears. Give us a good rating as well. And we'd love to hear from you, so you can leave us a review too. As always, you're listening to A-State Connections on KASU, streaming live at kasu.org.